Someone else has done the maths. Joe Biden, he has worked out that the USA has 80 million COVID-19 vaccine doses that it is willing to share immediately with other countries. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joining me this morning. Simon, thank you as ever for your time. There had been some pressure on the Biden administration to do this, and now they are.
Absolutely enormous pressure over the last several weeks, Darren, because, as you know, it was a fairly controversial decision internationally when the Biden administration decided that they were going to make COVID-19 vaccines available to everybody in the United States over the age of 12. There were many public health experts globally who said that doesn't make any sense because the 12 to 15 year old age group that is now able to get COVID-19 jabs here in America is relatively low risk in terms of getting particularly severe cases of COVID-19. So the public health community in large measure was arguing the United States should have given surplus vaccines away earlier. President Biden has found himself in a complicated position over the last few days because on the one hand, he's got countries all over the world and some on America's doorstep. Just take a look at the crisis that's developing in Brazil, for example, the crisis that's developing in America's ally India, you know, no shortage of waves of COVID-19 that are bringing death and devastation to American partners and allies, all of whom want to get their hands on surplus American vaccines. And on the other hand, Joe Biden is facing the reality here, unwelcome as it is to the White House, that demand for vaccines in the United States is beginning to wane. I mean, everybody who wanted to get vaccinated has already been vaccinated here. They've begun what they're calling this month of action to try and persuade the unvaccinated to get the jab. But it's pretty evident that there are millions of Americans out there who don't want to avail themselves of doses of vaccines in the millions that the Biden administration is now preparing to dole out to other countries around the world.
And not dissimilar dynamic to an extent to this country. We are awash with vaccine here in the UK, and it seems the USA is as well. And you're right, the obvious question then becomes, well, why aren't we giving what is clearly spare vaccine to other countries?
Yeah, and so the White House has faced this pressure. It's got the G7 summit coming up, of course, yes. Hosted by the Prime Minister in Cornwall. President Biden will be there for that. He believes that vaccine diplomacy needs to be a central conversation. And to kind of kickstart that, they've announced here over the last few hours that immediately, like right now, they're preparing to dole out 25 million doses of vaccine with another 55 million doses of vaccine in a few weeks' time. And we learned today the principles that they're going to use for vaccine distribution. So 75% of the vaccine that the United States gives away is going to be distributed through COVAX, the global vaccine distribution facility. Within that, the Biden administration is asking COVAX to earmark some 7 million vaccines for Asia and some 5 million vaccines for Africa. That will be coordinated with the African Union. And then beyond that, they're keeping back, away from COVAX, 6 million doses of vaccine immediately that they say they want to distribute to allied countries, including India, Mexico, Canada, and South Korea, and they're also holding some of that back for frontline United Nations workers. Now, White House officials have said, unlike the Russians and the Chinese, they don't want to be handing out vaccines in order to accrue favors from countries that they're handing them out to. But the criticism, of course, from the Russians and the Chinese will be, well, hang on a second, you're reserving these 6 million vaccines for allies of yours, and you clearly hope to curry some kind of favor from the Canadians, from the Mexicans, from the Indians, and the South Koreans. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out over the course of the next few weeks with that G7 conversation right round the corner.
Sure, and just briefly on this, Simon, is there pressure on the Biden administration to get the metaphorical credit card out and actually spend money on this for other countries rather than physically, logistically getting these spare vaccines through COVAX and other agencies into other countries to pay for other countries to be vaccinated. Yeah, a bit pressure of that nature.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of different things happening. First of all, President Biden in a statement today here said that this is just the first step, that he envisages America becoming, as he put it, an arsenal, a vaccine arsenal for countries all over the world. But the other thing, of course, that the Biden administration has done is to get behind this idea of waiving intellectual property rights, at least temporarily, for vaccines, so that the raw ingredients and the recipe can be handed out to countries so they can basically cook up their own doses. Now, the pharmaceutical industry is completely opposed to that, and they say that it's false economics because many of these countries don't have the facilities to create their own vaccines. It won't, they insist, make an immediate change to the situation. But the Biden government argues that it can go part of the way to alleviating the problem that the world faces.
Simon, thank you as ever. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.